Today's story is about two young brothers who left England one day to venture out in a new land and a new life. One came to Canada, the other went to Australia. The one that came to Canada bought a farm and entered into farming, while the other man went to Australia to look and dig for gold. Soon the farmer in Canada, he got a farm and he had quite a lot of cattle and stock and furniture and so on. But then he started to have it difficult, and he had a mortgage on the farm, and he got sick, and he wasn't able to pay the mortgage. The farm and all that he owned, he could lose it. And soon the mortgagee, he closed out the mortgage, and the farm had to be sold. The farmer, sick farmer, he couldn't do anything to save his farm and his home and his goods for his family. It looked like he was going to lose everything. Immediately, the other brother, in the meantime, had gone to Australia and had become very rich in digging gold. He thought he'd like to visit his brother in Canada, so he arrived at about the same time. He heard about his brother's affairs before he went to see his brother. In fact, his brother didn't know he was coming. So he went to the money lender, and he informed him that he was ready to pay the mortgage, all the mortgage off. So he paid the mortgage, and he sent a messenger to his brother with this mortgage all paid off. His brother was delighted, but he was puzzled. Who would ever pay his debt? He had no friends in this country. Who would ever do that for him? So there was another little mortgage on the farm as well. And soon a messenger came back with another message that was paid as well. Determined to see who was paying his mortgage, he went to find the man, and he met his own brother. At first he didn't recognize him, but then he recognized him. And his own brother had paid his debt so that he didn't lose his farm after all. That's what the Lord Jesus has done for you and for me. He paid the awful debt that we couldn't pay. We would have been lost for sure if he had never paid that debt. And we still will be lost if we won't receive the debt that's been paid and trust him as our Savior. Trust him and be saved. He paid the debt for you. Trust him and be saved today.